I have seen enough acrobats and dancers. I have seen amazing pyrotechnic shows and Salido hologram illusions. I have seen audiences swoon, scream, and cheer. But the greatest spectacle of all is life and death. Reynvar the Magnificent. At the hour of Bronzo's execution, Lady Jessica sat on a high observation platform, gazing down at the teeming crush of humanity in the square, the hawkers and gawkers, the unseemly carnival atmosphere. Next to the observation dais stood the ominous Death Still, portending a slow and horrific end for the despised traitor. This time, there was no chance that the victim was a mere face dancer in disguise. Jessica had wanted to remain out of sight, to avoid witnessing the execution, but Aaliyah demanded her presence. She had to play her role in this show, just as Bronzo did. On a high seat next to her mother, Aaliyah seemed exceedingly pleased. Duncan sat at her side, expressionless. While he had grudgingly agreed to trust Jessica and not expose her alliance with Bronzo, Duncan would not cooperate in any plan to free the Ixion, even if he did believe the man was following Paul's true wishes. To Jessica's practiced eye, Irulan appeared sickened, though the crowd would misinterpret her expression as one of disgust. In her position as Muad'Dib's official biographer and historian, everyone assumed the princess was impatient to see the end of the malicious gadfly. The crowds pressed even closer, and Jessica thought more people had come to see the violence than had attended Paul's funeral ceremony. Watching the preparations with interest, Aaliyah turned to her mother and spoke in a casual tone.
"You should be glad it is almost over, Mother. By insulting Paul, Bronzo insulted both of us."
Jessica could not disguise her bitter undertone.
"And you think Paul would have wanted this, even after all Bronzo has written against him? The two were once close friends."
The crowd was getting louder, buzzing with anticipation. Aaliyah laughed.
"Of course this is what Paul would have wanted. I don't think you understood my brother very well at all."
Two Kizara guards escorted the condemned prisoner toward the central dais, where the gray, slick-walled Death Still stood, its hinged lid thrown back like the hood of a tribal robe. It reminded Jessica of a sarcophagus for a giant. Taken from one of Arakeen's many mortuaries, the Huinui was round and utilitarian, with tubes, separators, vaporizers, and collectors. Its sides had been replaced with transparent panels so that the observers could see the victim's agonized writhings. Bronzo walked toward his fate without hesitation or apparent fear, holding his head high.
"Yes, a true jongleur show," she thought.
When Bronzo stood facing the transparent walls of the Death Still, he looked at the workings. Although he was fully aware that he would die inside that chamber, his back remained straight. After focusing on the means of his execution, he turned to Aaliyah.
"Will I be allowed to speak? Or will you silence me here, just as you tried to silence my writings?"
Aaliyah's face darkened.
"You have spouted far too many words."
She made a quick gesture, and one of the priest guards strapped a gag across Bronzo's mouth. Jessica made no attempt to hide her disapproval.
"Aaliyah, by tradition, the accused has a right to speak."
"He is not accused. He is condemned.
And he has said quite enough in his heretical writings. We have no need to hear more."
With a glance, Jessica tried to convey an apology to Bronzo, but he did not seem dejected or even surprised by Aaliyah's pronouncement. Instead, he nodded to himself and turned his gaze out to the crowd. Before Aaliyah could command her guards to wrestle him into the death-still chamber, a commotion occurred out in the vast throng, accompanied by sounds of unrest and surprise. In the sea of faces, several men stood forth, all identical, all with reddish hair. They looked precisely like Bronsovernius. More appeared, then dozens, then at least 100 of the doppelgangers. As they were recognized, a resonating gasp rippled through the packed crowd. Face dancers, Jessica was sure. Bronso's allies. It seemed the gallant Ixion had guessed long in advance that he would someday face this fate. He must have asked the shapeshifters to deliver this last message, should he be prevented from doing so himself. When the Bronso lookalikes spoke, their voices boomed out from artificial amplifiers, and their words, in Bronso's familiar voice, thrummed high into the yellow sky in a vibrating, convulsive harmony. I am Bronso of Ix, and my final statement will not be silenced. I have opened your eyes and ears. I have diluted your myths with the truth. I have demonstrated that your revered Muad'Dib was Paul Atreides as well. And I have assured you that your emperor was only human, not anyone's messiah. By showing you who Paul Atreides really was, I have done him a greater service than all of your temples and all of the battles in your jihad. I die without regret, for even when my body is gone, my words will remain. Aaliyah dispatched her guards, but the 100 or more lookalikes dispersed into the confusion of the crowd. The face dancers ducked and moved, altered their features. They yanked off their capes, rags, and hoods and tossed them away, discarding them into the stunned and astonished throng. From her vantage, Jessica watched the flurry. The face dancers were like moths, slipping away, flitting, mingling, vanishing. Within moments, they were indistinguishable from others in the crowd, and she doubted if any of them would ever be caught. Although the spectators roared in indignation, they were clearly fascinated by the trick that had been played upon the powerful regent and her priestly guards. Trying to regain control of the moment, Aaliyah raised her voice in a shrill command. Commence the execution. The priest guards cuffed Bronso forward, and he stumbled toward the death still. Jessica felt her heart burning with tears that her eyes could not shed, and decided it was time. She had her own trick that Bronso did not expect. In her conscious thoughts, she triggered an activation code, then formed words, which she spoke silently deep in her throat and in her mind. Bronso, can you hear me? She saw the prisoner's unmistakable reaction as his head jerked in surprise and he looked around. Communication by nerve induction, she explained, never opening her mouth. A prototype Ixion technology. Extremely expensive. Designed for espionage and surveillance. I applied the chemical to you in your cell. I wanted to be there for you. Now. Bronso seemed to freeze for a moment. Before him was the yawning mouth of the death still, behind him the howling mob. He turned his gaze toward Jessica. He's an arrogant one, Aaliyah said. Look at him glaring at us. Jessica concentrated, formed the words inside her throat so that Bronso could hear her distinctly. I am here. Listen carefully. I will guide you in Bene Gesserit techniques. Let me ease your suffering. She could not teach him years of Prana Bindu training in only a few thoughts, but she could help him focus. He is brave, Aaliyah, Duncan said. See the benign expression on his face. Gods below. I don't like this, Gurney grumbled. Is this how we show the rest of the Imperium we are civilized? It is how we keep the rest of the Imperium civilized, Aaliyah retorted. Bronso stood at the death still, looking inside. Jessica heard his thought via her own chemical receivers.
I feel much calmer now, my lady. Thank you.
The guards pushed the doomed man into the hard, smooth embrace of the death still, where he reclined willingly. The crowd roared, screaming insults in a babel of languages from the planets of the Imperium. For several seconds, Bronzo gazed beatifically at the heavens, until the guards slammed the Hui Nui lid shut, engaged the seals, and clamped down the heavy locks. At a nod from Aaliyah, they activated the simple controls and began the slow extraction from Bronzo's living body. All the while, Jessica maintained a steady, reassuring contact with Bronzo.
There is time for only one more thing, she said silently. Say the words with me.
She knew there were monitors on his body that were linked to the death still, with remote technicians collecting data on the pain and nerve centers of his brain. Aaliyah would be disappointed when she saw the flat, calm readings.
Very disappointed.
With enhanced concentration, aided by Jessica, Bronzo detached himself from the agony of his shriveling, dehydrating body. She spoke with him through her transmitted thoughts, and in the final focus of his life, he repeated the words with her.
I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. After that, nothing remained.
The death still completed its work, and Bronzo became no more than water, chemical residue, and a body of writings that Jessica promised herself would not be forgotten. He had given his life for Paul, just as so many other fanatics had, but for an entirely different reason.
Bronzo did it for Paul,
Jessica thought.